You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The National Party's mental health spokesman Matt Doocy says that there must be urgent action to support individuals suffering from eating disorders. In a press release yesterday, Doocy said that frontline workers have reported 2 to 3 times more cases over the past year, despite no change in support services. I spoke to the minister about a recent petition to government, which is advocating for more care and assistance for young people suffering with eating disorders. I began by asking what the petition meant and the issues that eating disorders pose in New Zealand.
Today I'll be receiving a petition on the forecourt of Parliament brought by Canterbury mum Rebecca Ponds. Rebecca's story is a heartbreaking story. Her daughter Georgia has had an eating disorder. Georgia and Rebecca have failed to access appropriate treatment services that they need for the betterment of Georgia. And this seems to be a wider issue across New Zealand. It's a real concern being a parent to learn that our young people who desperately need eating disorder services are struggling to access them. There seems to be no specific funding for eating disorder services in New Zealand, no national strategy. And today, quite rightly, Rebecca Toms, in support of her daughter Georgia, is bringing this petition to ask Parliament to respond and ensure that eating disorder services get the appropriate funding that they deserve.
Do you know, or do we know, how many people this affects in New Zealand?
Well, I have seen some data that say there is over 300 people in New Zealand on waiting lists to access services. And, you know, I have been told in desperation by parents that when they take their children to get services, they've been told that their child is not close enough to death yet before they can access a service. And that can't be right in New Zealand. And quite rightly, we need to ensure the appropriate amount of funding is going into services, but a real focus on early intervention, that we get to people early who have an eating disorder and make sure that they get the support they need.
Why do you think that this issue's generally been overlooked and there's not enough funding for it?
Well, I think overall mental health has always come second to physical health. On top of that, if you were to look at drug and alcohol services, who always claim to be the poor second cousin of mental health services, well, eating disorder services just don't even seem to be on the radar. So quite rightly, we need to bring them into the light, give them profile and realise these services are underfunded. There seems to be a growing demand and we're urging the government to respond.
Is there a specific plan that your party would enact if you were in government to support this and to overcome it?
Well, what the National Party is calling for is an urgent inquiry into eating disorder services. We'd like an inquiry to look at how we can develop a national strategy for eating disorder services, to look at what types of services we need in New Zealand, the workforce to deliver it, and how we can ensure those services get earlier to people to make a real difference. Because ultimately, some of these people end up living with lifelong eating disorder, and we want to make sure they have the necessary services to go on, be treated, and be productive members of their communities.
Do you think that there should be more money committed to it?
Yes. I think what we've got to do is ensure that eating disorder services and the full range of mental health services in New Zealand are funded. We need to make sure our services not only treat people, but they promote well-being, so they get in early and they prevent some people going on to developing mental health issues and eating disorder issues.
The Labor government promised almost $2 billion in mental health spending since they've come into power, yet only a fraction of this has been spent. Where do you think the remainder should be spent?
Well, the government announced $1.9 billion for mental health in Budget 2019. We've since learned a large part of that remains unspent in mental health bank accounts overseen by Grant Robertson, the Finance Minister. What they need to do is urgently spend that money. We've got ballooning waiting times, whether it be child and adolescent services, eating disorder services. We need to make sure the money is getting to the grassroots and providing valuable services that New Zealanders need today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.